name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Since I was about 4 years old, Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood has been one of my heroes. As a little kid, I even had a red cardigan sweater that I picked out for myself so that I could dress like my hero. As an adult, as I have read and learned more about Mr. Rogers, my admiration for him has only grown. As many of you know, Mr. Rogers was a committed Christian and ordained Presbyterian minister who saw his work in television programming as an outgrowth of his calling to follow Christ and to share God's love with the world. If you haven't seen the recent documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, about Mr. Rogers, I would encourage it to all of you, especially if in these present times you need something to give you a little inspiration about goodness in the world. One of my favorite stories about Mr. Rogers came to mind this past week after I read the passage about prayer from the fifth chapter of James' epistle that we just heard a few moments ago. It is a story of what happened when Fred Rogers went to visit a teenage boy who not only had a severe case of cerebral palsy, but had also been abused as a child. The boy suffered from a variety of ailments, flowing both from his medical condition that he had been born with, as well as the mistreatment that he had received. However, the boy had always loved watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and it was, according to his mother, one of the few things that gave him peace. And so it came to pass that Mr. Rogers visited this young man. And when the visit happened, the boy was very, very nervous. He got himself so worked up that he, at first, couldn't meet with Mr. Rogers. So Mr. Rogers waited patiently for him to calm down. And when the boy was finally able to meet with him, Mr. Rogers spent time talking with the boy. And then before he left, he concluded with something extraordinary. He looked at the boy and said, "I would like for you to do something for me. Would you do something for me?" When the boy answered in the affirmative, Mr. Rogers merely said, "Would you pray for me? Would you pray for me?" This boy had spent his entire life as the subject of prayer. Many others were praying for him, for his help, for his healing. But here he was being asked to offer his prayers on behalf of his hero, this man that he admired so much. And in that moment of that request, according to the boy's mother, the boy recognized that he had power and purpose, that his prayers were something to be desired. Fred Rogers would later explain that he did not ask that boy to pray for him because he thought that it might make the child feel better about himself. Rogers asked that young man to pray for him because he recognized that based on the struggles that that child had gone through in his life, that that boy's prayers would be something of great value. His prayers were something to be sought after. As he said, I asked him because I wanted his intercession. The passage from the fifth chapter of James' epistle that we just heard, which is the conclusion of James's epistle, James writes passionately about the power and privilege of prayer, about different kinds of prayer, and about all of the circumstances under which we are called to pray. In this epistle, James is addressing early Christian communities and is encouraging them to patient endurance and determination in the midst of the trials and tribulations of that time. The letter begins and ends with a call to prayer, to turn to God for answers, for guidance, for peace. If we are troubled or suffering, then we should pray, seeking God's support and strength. If we are cheerful, we have reason for joy, we should pray songs of praise, offering thanks to God for our many blessings. And if we are sick, then we should seek the prayers and anointing of the faithful. According to James, we are called to be a community of prayer, a community that prays together and holds one another in prayer. And we will be sustained by one another's prayers. For as James writes, the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. Fred Rogers was someone who took the calling to prayer very seriously and very faithfully. Throughout his adult life, he was known to have a discipline of waking up every morning at 5 a.m. for prayer, reflection, and Bible study. And his daily routine was interspersed with regular practices of prayer. He had a prayer that he would say as he started his morning swim, a prayer that he would say as he walked into the studio for work and when he would leave the studio. I have no doubt that his prayers were powerful and effective. But what that story about Mr. Rogers and that boy tell us about Fred Rogers is that he understood that we don't do prayer alone. Our lives in God are strongest when we are supported by the prayers of the faithful. When prayers are being offered on our behalf by those who know God through their prayers, through their struggles, through their challenges. He saw in that young man someone whose struggles and challenges gave him a certain righteousness and therefore would give power to his prayer. So he sought that boy's prayer. And though it may not have been his intention in doing so, he gave purpose and joy to that young man in his continued struggle. No matter what other gifts or limitations that we have in this life, we have the power to pray, to enter into holy conversation with God, to seek God's comfort, to open oneself up to God's presence, to enter into the holy work of interceding on behalf of others. It is work that we do here together each week. But it's also work that we are called to do faithfully throughout our weeks whenever we are not in this space. Ultimately, the power of prayer is not found in whether or not we get the result that we desire, though I am often grateful when we do. The greater power of prayer is instead found in how our prayers draw us into deeper relationship with God and with one another. the extent to which our love for God and our love for one another and God's love for us is revealed by and through our prayers. For that is what makes them powerful and effective.